This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
Let's see what else. This week's conversations would be totally different if two plays went different. One, the failed fourth and goal, and the dropped interception pick six by Van Noy. And you hear Josh Tolentino talk about the hand injury that Van Noy has, which apparently has affected his play too, you know? So, Ray Grulon chiming in with a little super chat. Thank you, Ray. I need batteries.
But I said, but I'm tired.
We'll have it for next week.
I'm tired.
Ray says, thank you for educating me on soccer. I'm learning more and more. Thank you, Ray, for being patient and being open to learning it. You know what I mean? There are some people that are just close-minded, and then you're gonna cheat yourself out of a pretty cool experience and a team, by the way, that has a owner that is as committed to winning as it gets. Okay? I mean, you could tell by all the moves they're making. Big O, your VSS West Pines commercial needs to end with, and ladies, when I'm at VSS West Pines, you can get all your TLC needs met. Nice. Nice, radically. Ohio John says, call me crazy, but I'm in no hurry to put two on the field in 2020. Ohio John, I love you, brother. That's common sense. There's no hurry. None. None whatsoever, bro. It's fine. Let the team develop a little bit more. Let the line get settled. They're already playing well, but let them get really confident. Let them get that running game going, everything, you know, in tune. And if they're not in playoff contention, then you can start to put them in there. But for now, I think for about a half a season at least, you need to have Fitz in there. And if you have a winning record and you're still alive for the playoffs, then you continue with Fitz. And if you fall out of playoff contention, then you throw Tua in for the last couple games of the season. Maybe he plays the last two, three, four, five games of the season, something like that. But I'm with you. I'm not in a hurry. I'd rather put him in towards the end when the team's better. It looked like last year, right? You don't want to put him in the first seven games. You want to put him in when you're 5-4, right? When you were playing a lot better. Same thing here. Now, the problem is, if you're playing better and you're in playoff contention, you can't bench Fitz. It's like some of the guys now that have said, oh, start him on Thursday. Well, why? We didn't lose because of Fitz. Fitz made the game-winning throw to Preston Williams. So, look, last year, Fitz sucked the first few weeks. So they had to throw Rosen in because it was bad. And then when Rosen failed, they put Fitz back in, and he took off and played well.
Just knee jerk, man. That's all it is. Come on.
Hey, you had to have learned something from Flores. If you're helping him win, you will stay on the field. If you're helping him lose, you will not be on the field. And he doesn't care if you're a first rounder or a street free agent. He doesn't give a shit. Okay? That's just flow. Help me when you play. You're a baby. I don't care. You're a 12-year veteran. I don't care. You're helping me win. That's what it's all about. You should have learned that already from Flo. So Fitz had nothing to do with the loss last week. And the week before, he was only at fault for one of the interceptions. Let's see. Hank Goldberg's left nut says, no rush on Tua. Focus on getting the defense better. Fitz is doing fine. Boom. Let's see. How come I never heard of Van Noy when we played him on the Pats? Well, dude, I'm sorry. Baked Beans, you're on a real roll, bro. If you've never heard of Van Noy, you don't follow football. Now, listen, some of you out there, like Baked Beans, you're just a doll fan. You're not really a hardcore NFL fan. If you didn't know Kyle Van Noy, you're not a hardcore NFL fan. That's all. It's pretty simple, Baked Beans. Okay, I appreciate you watching. I appreciate you supporting us. But when you ask me, I've never heard of Kyle Van Noy, I will tell you, you're not a hardcore football fan. That's all. You might be a hardcore Dolphin fan. And there's plenty of people like that. They follow the Heat, not the NBA. They follow the Marlins, not Major League Baseball. They follow the Panthers, not the NHL. That's fine, dude. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay? But please don't make it sound like Kyle Van Noy is a nobody. Anybody that follows football knows Kyle Van Noy. That's all. It's pretty simple. If you don't know Kyle Van Noy, then you're really not a hardcore football person. Okay? Let's see. Van Noy was a good player for the Pats. He has been very well, Jeremy's now explaining to the guy. Let's see. Gus says, Notre Dame football cancels practice after four players test positive for COVID. Oh, I might have jinxed it.
He never misses a free throw, the dunk.
A field goal.
Bro.
He's hit 47 straight field goals.
Man.
Clank.
My dad's at home right now freaking out because of you.
That's awesome. I was just praising college football because of that. I mean, it's only Notre Dame football practice, so maybe it's not a big deal. It's just one practice. It's not the whole game or anything. So we'll see what happens. But I am impressed that college football has even made it through the first couple of weeks. I got to be honest.
They were one of the schools that had a rash of COVIDs when they first opened.
Oh, yes. You're right.
They were one of the schools.
You're right. Matthew Walker goes to Baked Beans, and you probably thought Mitchell Trubisky was ahead of Mahomes because Mitchell didn't have to wait to start. And then Drew Boo goes, Baked Beans, you trying to be funny? So that's how crazy it is to say I've never heard of Van Noy, that they actually think, Baked Beans, you're joking, but they don't really know that you're not a hardcore football fan. That's the problem. Oh, I love it. Big O, when we look back later in the year, it will turn out that both New England and Buffalo are top five teams in the AFC. Baltimore and KC are 1-2. Those losses were to good teams with defenses to blame. Hey, man, I'm not worried about it. The Dolphins were competitive in the first 2 weeks against those teams. They weren't competitive at all last year in the first couple of weeks. They were losing by hundreds of points. So, I mean, give me a break. I'm not worried about it. I really am not. I think the Dolphins might even win on Thursday. And then people will maybe relax a little bit more after that happens.
No, let's put some expectation. We should win on Thursday. Jacksonville has lost a lot of their main players, man. We should win that game.
I mean,
shouldn't we? Shouldn't we?
I don't know if we're, Bill, we're not at a point that you can say we
should
win.
What are any expectations?
No, no, we can have expectations to play well, play hard, be competitive, but to assume a victory. I don't think we're there yet. We're not there yet, bro. We can lose to everybody in the league.
You know what, man? We're a dropped pass or interception from winning against Buffalo.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just telling
you. And Jacksonville kind of gutted.
I get it. But
they've gutted their team.
But we're not the kind of team to say that we should be beating anybody yet. We're not there yet. It's game three of a complete rebuild in year two. It's there's no way.
I'm just thinking on paper, man, them against it, like,
no, we're on the road. We could lose, bro. Their quarterback is playing well, too. Their running back, they got rid of Fournette, and then James Robinson's kicking ass.
Oh, Robinson's done well, man.
Right, so.
And he is a bell cow. That guy is on their field for them 80%, 90% of their
plays.
They
have a couple receivers that are Blazers, bro.
Chark, he's one of my.
Chark is not a Blazer. It's the other kid that's a Blazer.
Yes.
I'm brain farting now.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know who you're
The other
they,
kids.
They got
that,
a little
kid's
something.
Gonna, yeah, the kid's going to be a pain in the ass to cover this week. So, yeah. You know? I'm not going to do that to the Dolphins. Now, I expect them to be competitive. I expect them to be in the game. I'm going to pick them to win this week. But I'm not going to assume that they got to win because they're not there yet. But I don't expect them to get blown out.
You know what? I'm thinking about it historically. Jacksonville is a team that we have issues. They've done well against us. You know what I mean?
Yep. Jeremy Granger says, so true on that. Oh, chalk and cheese Dolphins this year compared to last. So impressed already with at least the very least our O-line, which was horrific, games 1 through 7 last year. Man, no, we're competitive right now. I'm right there, man. They cut the New England game to 3. And the Buffalo game, they lost by 3. I mean,
If a couple plays go our way,
that's all it is.
We got a W on Sunday.
I think the Dolphins are not nearly as bad as people make it out to be, man. I'm sorry. Ronald says, I hope they do not insert Tua no earlier than the Jets game. We have a bye and then the Jets again. Too many brutal defenses between now and then. We need the O-line to grow and develop. Ronald, you are Mr. Common Sense. I love you. GP Trap Hewitt says, anything can happen on any given Sunday. Amen to that. Jax is scrappy as F. With that QB, can only assume top teams will beat them. That's right. Right. That's a good way of looking at it because they are scrappy. So you're going to have to earn a victory against them. I got you. I'm with you there. Big O. But we have seen this team improve from last year. The O-line and run game is really the only thing that has improved. All those pieces they've added on D stink. I mean, it's 2 games, bro. I'm not ready for that. And Jones got injured the first game. So did they pass on the secondary? I'm sorry. I must have missed that.
155 yards.
Yeah, I must have missed the first game where they were burning the secondary.
15 of 19, 155.
And then the second game, your top corner gets injured, so you only have one top corner left, and your rookie gets exposed. So, again, you're like jumping to conclusions. You know, it's not all that bad, dude.
A little disappointing, obviously. Not being able to stop the run and carry over from last year.
Well, that's,
and huge lack of tackling, but that's because of no practicing.
But that's not the two corners, at least. You know what I mean?
So right.
For him to say the whole D and everything, you know, just now, dude, it's not the whole.
It's been a little disappointing, but, you know.
I'm not going crazy after
there's some game. There's some factors,
not
you know,
going,
with
I'm not doing that.
The issues.
Not doing. I didn't do it last year. Why am I going to do it now? I didn't do it last year. I'm not doing it now. Just not. I don't think it's worth it.
The one thing you keep saying, we are light years ahead of where we were post 2 games. Last year, man, it was doom and gloom. I mean, literally, there was nothing to be positive about at all.
No, I'm with you.